Okay. Megillah Chaf Aleph Mem Aleph. So the issue is about the bracha on Mikra Megillah. Okay, the bracha on Mikra Megillah. At the end of the Megillah. Okay. Most people don't even know there's a bracha at the end.
That's what
you
meant by like
Sora Purim. Yeah, so no, this is the real Purim Sugya. I was going to do a Sora Purim Sugya, but now I'm doing the real deal. So Koreas Megillah. So it's I'll start from the beginning of the Mishnah, but it's not really Koreas Megillah Omed V'Yoshev Korechad Koreshnayim Yatsu. You do it standing or sitting. One person or two people can read it. Fine. Now here's the part. Makom Shenagu Levarech Yevarech V'Shelo Levarech Lo Yevarech. So a place where they know how to make the bracha, make a bracha. Place where they know how not to make a bracha. So you'd say it means don't make a bracha. So look at Rashi. Lo yivarech in tzarech levarech. You don't have to make a bracha. Okay? So in a place where they know to make a bracha, you got to make a bracha. Place where they're not knowing to make a bracha, you don't have to. You could, but you don't have to. That's interesting. Right? So right away, it's funny. First of all, whoever heard of a bracha, which is a minhag? I mean, either you make a bracha, you don't make the bracha. Maybe there is something. But, is there a bracha on Megillah? Is it not a bracha? Was it a minhag? And the minhag is, and if you say you go by the minhag, so the minhag is to make it, you make it. The minhag is not to make it, you should not make it. Why is it that even if the minhag is not to make it, you have an option of making it still? Okay, but we have to get some facts. But this is just read the Mishnah. These are the questions which strike you.
So it's still preferable to say it?
Seems like it doesn't say preferable, just says you could. You don't have to. If the minhag is not to make it, you don't have to. Yeah, maybe you could say it's preferable too, but maybe it's like whatever you want. I guess, you know,
it's
right,
not
really.
Sound like it's preferable.
I guess it sounds like an insult. You don't have to. But it's better. I guess it sounds better.
It's not like you can make it if you
want.
Well,
that's what we'll see. The Gemara is going to say this is something about bracha after, not before.
How many mitzvahs do we do that?
Bracha after? Good question. How many can you think of that we do bracha before and after? So before and after you have bracha and Shema. Before and after?
What's that?
Like Gal Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Like Berachas Kriyat Shema. No, the Berachas Kriyat Shema. They're surrounding Kriyat Shema before and after. What other brachas do you have, bro? What other mitzvahs do you have bracha before and after? Okay, you have it on benching. It's not exactly a mitzvah, but yes, you have benching before you eat and after you eat. You have bracha lelef nelech reha. Okay, where else?
The bread.
You have bread. We do the bread. Pas. Yeah. Where else? Hallel. You have bracha before and after hallel. Good. Where else? The bracha yalucha melchum avotish brachos.
Anything you get.
Right. Finishes the bracha.
Yeah.
Right. Where else? Anything else? Take a trivia question, right? Birchas Torah? After, let's say, like laning in shul, right? The bracha before, bracha after, right? Okay, good. And half Torah for that matter, right? I think one other one is Bris Milah. This is the bracha after Bris Milah. Shaki Dashi did me that then. Not clear if it's the exact same type of thing, but that's. but we'll just, you know. Yeah, okay, I don't know, I'm not sure if there's any others, at least none others that I... Well, they said fish pond, they say like after, like, Hakel or something, whatever, there are other ones, there's some other ones, or like, whatever, let's leave, these are the main normal ones that we know of, okay, fine. So the thing is, okay, so let's see what our Gemara says. The Gemara is on Chaf Aleph Mem Beis. It says, Makom Shenagu Levarech Yevarech. Amar Abaye lo shanu el lachareha, aval amitz lefaneha mitzvah levarech. The Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, kol mitzvos kulam levarech leim over las yoslam. I came at the two dots on Chaf Aleph Mem Beis. So it says, this whole thing which the Mishnah says, that the bracha on Megillah depends on Minog, that's only bracha after Megillah. But before Megillah, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha. Because every mitzvah, you have to make a bracha over Lassi Yosem. Whoever heard of a mitzvah, you don't have to make a bracha on it. It's a minhag to make a bracha. Of course you have to make a bracha. But after Megillah, that's what the Mishnah is saying, depends on minhag. It depends. If your minhag is to make it, make it. If your minhag is not to make it, then you don't have to. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Okay? So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
So it's still not that clear. Well, still, why is it a minhag? Why should it be? What's the sense of saying it's telling a minhag? Afterwards.
What's even the source of it?
What? What's the source of it? If they were not in Saki and Bracha Acharah, then you should make Bracha Acharah. If they weren't, then they weren't. So what was the Takana? Like, how does it tell in the Minhag? I mean, is there a Bracha should be a Mesorah, Manchik and Zadela? Did they set up a Bracha? Did they not set up a Bracha? To say this is telling in a Minhag, like, what kind of. Why should this be a Minhag? Minhag would be like, I don't know, you want to be Minhag Yechumra of not doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av, I don't know, whatever, something like that. But to say that there's going to be a Minhag whether you make a Bracha, I mean, was there a Tikkun Bracha? Was there not a Tikkun Bracha? How do you have a question of it's a custom? What's the halacha? So halacha, brachas doesn't sound like, it says beforehand you'd never have it because it's a mitzvah. So what about afterwards? Was there a mitzvah? Mitzvah was not a mitzvah. Okay, let's go a little further. Skip this whole part of it. Or else yasama. It's going to forget about that for now. That's different sugya. So it says, le'achareha mai mevarech. You see the Gemara asks, le'achareha mai mevarech. Mevarech is the first word in the line. Like half a little third, halfway down the page. So what bracha do you make afterwards? Baruch to Hashem l'kinu ma'acholam. Haravis Rivenu, who fights our fights. V'adan es dinenu, and he judges our judgments. V'anokim es nikmosenu, and who takes vengeance of our vengeance, exacts our vengeance. Nifralanu mitzarenu, and he repays against those who pain us, cause us pain. V'amashlan gemol l'chol oyvein avshenu, and he repays reward or payment against our enemies. Baruch atah Hashem hanifra l'Yisrael mikol tzarayim, the one who pays back to Yisrael for Yisrael against all our adversaries. Okay, Rava Amar, Rava has a different chasima. He doesn't finish the bracha of who pays back against our enemies, but he finishes Hakel Hamoshia, the God who saves us. Okay, who's the savior? I'm Rav Papa. Hilchach Nimer Lo Shavayu. Since you have machlokas, whether you finish the bracha and if from the Mikot Zareinu or Hakel Moshiach, just put them to the both. Baruch Ata Hashem and if from the Mikot Zareinu, Hakel Moshiach. Right, combine them together, and that's Rav Papa's trick. There's three other Gemaras where Rav Papa does that. Rav Yosi have machlokas of what the chasim of the bracha is, and Rav Papa says, shove them together.
What?
Yeah, the problem is not so simple because there is a principle of Ein Chos Mishnayim. You can't have a Chasima that just shoves together two totally different things. So, apparently, presumably, he held that these are related together. And there's someone in the. I saw in the Beis Yosef, for instance. They're really the same because they go together. It's through destroying our enemies, I mean, the Yeshua Yisrael comes out, so it's like they really go together. So, he shoved them together. It's funny also, you don't know the machlokas about what the bracha is. I mean, ultimately, it would be nice if we get into the machlokas. What are the two possible chasimas of the bracha? Right, and we're not ready for that yet. We don't know about the bracha yet. But what's the machlokas here about what the chasima is and Rav Papa's solution? But let's just say on the bracha itself. So it's the problem. The problem is, what's the sense of a bracha being telling in a minute? Like, why is it? What was the takana? Was there a takana or was there not a takana? And secondly, is that if you say the Rashi is funny, where it says in a makom where they know like not to make a bracha, Rashi says that you don't have to make a bracha. But it sounds like you still could make a bracha. Should, good. So why is that? If you say it goes by, if you say it goes by the minhag, then you should say if the minhag gets to do it, if the minhag gets not to do it, don't do it. But it does, that's not how it goes. If the minhag gets to do it, if the minhag gets not to do it, then you don't have to do it, but you could. So that's strange also. So what's the deal with this bracha? I mean, that's basically the question. What's the deal with this whole thing? And instead of a bracha, then what? The people decided to make up a minhag to just say their own bracha? You can't just make up a bracha. You can't just make up a minhag and say, you know what, I think we're going to start saying a bracha. I mean, if the Sanchi and Stolen never authored a bracha, never Masaki in a bracha, in just, what, 1 year, some guy decided to start saying a bracha on his own? I mean, there's no tikkun bracha. How do you just do that? I think Yaakov is saying a good first step is that just to get out of the problem, I think you have to say. I mean, if if the Anshin didn't set up a bracha, I don't think you just say it was some guy decided to make a set up to make a bracha and it just caught on. And the brachas don't go that way. Bracha has to have a takana. You can't just make up a bracha.
People must say it.
Oh, so then the question is, but if they did set it up, so then they should have to say it. So Yaakov's saying maybe they set it up as an optional bracha. But the only thing is you have to defend that a little bit. That would answer the question. That they set it up as an optional bracha, and certain Mekomos were noig to say it, other Mekomos were noig not to, or something like that, you know? But the question is, I guess, first of all, what's the sense of them setting up an optional bracha, and then what's the sense of these different menhagim? Right? But it's a good first step, is that they set up an optional bracha. But whoever heard of that? Well, what's the why make an optional bracha? I mean, isn't that strange? And I'm not suggesting. I mean, it'll go a little further than they're on here, but it just doesn't approach. It's suggesting that they set it up that a person it's optional means this doesn't mean optional. How are you supposed to opt? What are you going to do? Flip a coin? So you're saying is they set up that a person who's moved to be a mevarich, there's a Megillah may move a person to give a shavach, give a certain shavach, and they set up that a bracha for somebody who is so moved. But it's optional. That's what optional means. Optional means is that if the events in the Megillah move a person, there is a legitimate response to the Megillah of saying the Shavuot. And a person who's so moved, you could be Mevarech. Not. Because the Menach. We have to get to the Menach. That's the next step. But the question is, there's two steps. There's one thing is what Anshin is going to set up. And then there's a question of Minhagim, a Minhag which developed. It seems to be in a certain town, there became a minhag to be for everyone to be mevarech. And now, once you're in that town, you have to do it. In the other town, there was no minhag like that. So now, what are you left with?
With the individual opting in.
With the option, like Rashi says, it's not. That's why it's good. It's not that you can't be mevarech, because that's right. That's the Mishnah. That's the question. It says mevarech. You're not mevarech. So I said, it means the Magma, they don't mevarich, then you don't have to. But you could, so I mean you could. So now what you could say is, no, that's the race. Real halacha is, it's optional. So in that town, you're basically left with the ikar halacha. That is optional. But for some reason, in certain towns, there were no way that everybody made the bracha. We have to explain why. But given that you're in that town, so now you don't have the option anymore. It's a question, though. Why should they go against the Takana? Takana was that they left it to be a person's option, but there's some reason in that town, it's not intrinsically a Yechayev. What binds you to say it in those towns is not the Halacha, but it's the Minhag. The Halacha is just there's an option. And in certain towns, there were no way to do it. Okay? So let me show you a Ran that I think supports this way of learning, and maybe it'll help develop it a little bit. The Ran is dealing with a technical halachic problem, which I don't get into that much. But there's a general principle is that a bracha smuchal, every bracha starts and ends with a barach. Okay, starts with barach, let's say, except a bracha which is smuchal chavrata, which is next to a different bracha. And so a bracha which follows, if you have a sequence of brachas, like I say, Shemon Asrei. So the first bracha starts with brachat Hashem. But then all the other ones don't, right? They start Ata Gibor, Ata Kadosh, right, and so on and so forth. Ata Chone and I. Where's the bracha? So you don't have to start with the baruch because you just baruch is like the beginning, is introducing on baruch to Hashem. But given that you are in the middle of a sequence of brachas, it's smucha lechaverta comes right after a different bracha, so you don't have to start again with baruch. You're in the middle of a sequence of brachas. So bracha which smucha lechaverta doesn't need to have a start with the bracha. Okay, so the question is, why does this bracha at the end of the Megillah have a bracha? Why don't you say it's smucha lechaverta? What's it smucha to? It's smucha to the bracha before Megillah. When you say bracha before Megillah, you have bracha after Megillah. So why don't you say the bracha after Megillah is smucha to the bracha before Megillah?
The whole Megillah in the middle.
Yeah, so you could say it's after. That's the one way to learn. Okay? But the Ran, and many don't want to learn that's Afsik. Okay? They don't want to say it's Afsik, because that's what the Bracha is on. The Bracha is on the Megillah. The Ritva says that. He basically says Afsik. But on the surface, for instance, this is a good example, like Yishtabach. Oh, that's another Bracha. I have a thing. You have Bracha before and after. I forgot about that. It's Psukei Zimra. Psukei Zimra, you have Baruch Shamar before, and you have Yishtabach after. Right? So Baruch Shamar starts with the Baruch, right? But Yishtabach doesn't. Yishtabach just starts Yishtabach. So it's because Smuchal Chavratah, Smuchal Baruch Shamar, close to Baruch Shamar, even though you have all the stuff in between. But that's part of the whole Shah. That's whole part of the activity. It's a bracha intrinsically related because it's the beginning of the activity and the end of the activity. The beginning of Sukkot Zimra, the end of Sukkot Zimra. Halal also. the beginning of Hal Brachta Asher Shekhar Sendu Kras Hal, right? The end starts Yalucha. So why is I, why Yalucha, what about Parachat Hashem? Oh, it's Samach to the beginning, the first bracha. So there's an opening bracha and a closing bracha. So opening and closing are intrinsically considered near each other, and therefore it's not a Hafsek. So in theory, by that logic, you should argue, is a Megillah also? Megillah also? But not only Megillah, you have the question by Kriyas Torah also, by laning. You make a bracha before, and you make a bracha after. The after bracha starts with bracha. Yes, Krishma. Also, you don't have a bracha on the other ones, right? You start the first one, let's say by Marav. Bracha Megal Sheva Marav Aravim. Then you start Avas Olam, Vemuna Kozos, Ashkibeinu. You don't need it anymore, right? You don't start with bracha. Right? And in the morning also, Bracha Yotzer Rechoshech. But then you start Lekel Baruch, right? You start Avarava. Avarava. And then Yotzer Rechosh Avarava. And then, and then after Vyatsev, right? So you see, you don't start those with the bracha. So here, that's good. So, right, even though it's before and after. But if you by laning, you do have it, but you start with the bracha. And by Megillah, you start with the bracha. So they say by laning, he wants to say, because by laning, the way it used to be is that one person would make the bracha. The guy who called up for Rishon would make a bracha. Then they wouldn't have, then basically one continuous bracha. And then the guy for Shvi would make the bracha at the end. There'd just be one bracha at the beginning of laning, one bracha at the end. What?
Or
Shlishi, which is right. But then, so then they says, then you had two different guys, so then it wasn't really Smith
al-Khamisah. It says explicitly in the
Mincha. Yeah.
In his mission.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah. Right. So that's what they used to do. But now, so then you had two different guys doing it, so then it wasn't Smith al-Khamisah. They needed to make a bracha. Once they set it up, so then they set it up. But it doesn't work for Megillah. So why by Megillah don't you say that you should have a Smith al-Khamisah? So is it's one Megillah? So why they set? Why did they set up that the last bracha does start with Baruch? So basically, the Ran answers. He doesn't buy. He says not a hasik. He doesn't say that. He says he doesn't buy the hasik. But he says his answer is one very very quick. He says the high. He says Yesh Lomar the high bracha achrona. This is on Yud Beis Menachem, the piece of Baruch. The Dir Masal Baruch Rabbi Shemayna. So this is a one-line answer. The high bracha achrona lav akriyas megillah. The bracha is not on kriyas megillah. Ela bracha bifnei atzma sheniskina al hanes. It's its own bracha that was set up on the next. That if it were a bracha achrona on megillah, then you have bracha rishon bracha achrona. So they're a pair. They're a sequence. You shouldn't have to say baruch on the second one. But he's saying it's not really a bracha achrona on the megillah. It's really bracha on the neis. It's really bracha, separate bracha on the neis. But, after all, you do say it after the Megillah. So why are you saying after the Megillah? It's bracha on the neis.
What else are you
going to
say?
I don't know, when you're in the mood. Okay. Say positively. So say, express say a positive answer.
That's where the Pearson is.
Okay, good. So the Kriyas Megillah is the Pirsum Anais. And it's an activity where you involve yourself in studying, going over, recalling the whole story of the Anais. So that brings to mind the Anais. So that's Mechai of you, or that allows you, right, if it's a Rosh Hashanah or whatever, but allows you, it's like a stimulus to think about the Anais and to say, wow, Baruch and to give Shabbat about it. Because the Megillah, the events of the Megillah aren't moving. It's a moving story. It's a powerful story about the whole Nes, about the whole unfolding of the events. And so far as the great salvation, it allows for, it lends itself to a person being moved by the Nes, because the Pirsum HaNes, that's the point, the Pirsum HaNes Nes. So it lends itself to moving a person. And so far as the person is moved to Shavach, then Shavach or Masakin, Bracha. Because Megillah is meant to function. You see the people at the time of Megillah, after them in the story of Megillah, they all accept the Torah. Kima v'kibla Yehudim. There was like a new acceptance of the Torah. They say greater than at Sinai, even as Me'ava. So the events of the story of Megillah, which would be interesting, you know, I'm not going to go into now, but it's an interesting thing to look into. You know, Rebbe has a bunch of tapes on it. And just like the story of the Megillah is like an amazing story. And it could really move a person towards recognition of God. And the nes is something which can move a person and it could be mechayin and could lead to shavach. So he's saying the bracha was not set up, essentially, it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Megillah. It's a bracha on the neis. But you need a stimulus, like a bracha, for instance, of thunder. Or let's say lightning, osim ma'aseh v'rishis. So in theory, you could always just start praising God that he is osim ma'aseh v'rishis. But you can't do that. I mean, you need something which brings to your mind the idea of v'rishis, of ma'aseh v'rishis. So the thought lightning is something that Chazal said, that's an appropriate shavach. You see lightning, you're moved, wow. So you think about God who made ma'aseh v'rishis. So that's the way brachas work, is that there's certain things, there's stimulus to make a bracha. So the nace, you can't, so you're like, obviously, like you said, when are you going to do it? Just in the middle of the day, you're walking through the day, stomach, the bracha, so you need some stimulus, something to hook it onto. But the Megillah is Pirsum Enisa, so they wreck Chazal set up that that's an appropriate mechayev, appropriate stimulus to make a bracha, to make the bracha. Right? It actually reminds me, I think Rav Chaim held that those brachas on thunder and lightning are rishos. So maybe there's some more idea. Like if it moves you, you could be moved. You don't have to. I think that's what he held. All those kinds of brachas. I think he held they're all rishos. Okay, so this is on the side. Fine. So saying is the nace. So just so I think it goes well with what Yonah was saying. It says if you're so moved, what do you mean so moved? Because the nace, the whole idea of Megillah is Pirsum HaNeis. So if you're moved by the story of the Megillah and the events and the nace which it brings out, then a person should give Shevach. And that's the key of the whole key of the Megillah is to be mefarsim the nace and show everybody the nace. And a person should be wowed by it, or could be wowed, lends itself to a person being wowed by it. So Chazal Masake in a bracha, then so far as a person is moved by the nace, he can be mevarich. But if he is not moved, then he doesn't have to. If they were masaking it like as a chovah, it would become like a part of the Mikra Megillah. It would just be like part of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah Megillah. It's not a bracha of the Ma'aseh Mitzvah Megillah. It's a bracha on the nace that a person has who appreciates the nace could give. Good question, Mark. I guess why not say bracha on Chanukah? Mark says it right, that Megillah is designed, it's the whole story, it's the whole Sfiras Dvarim written by Mordechai and Esther in a moving type of a way. So it's not like, look, Chanukah is Pirsum HaNeis, and it's true, it could remind you and jog your thoughts about the thing, but it's not like an involvement in the Neis. It's like here, like there's a whole story that you're telling, and you the experience of hearing the Megillah. Like, you know, there's a difference, you know, the experience of hearing the Megillah, it's a moving experience, as opposed to like Chanukah candles. Chanukah candles is like, it's nice, it's a mitzvah, but it's not, like what moves a person is the involvement in the Megillah, and you think about how God saved us, and how, you know, we were on the brink of destruction, and how all the coincidences worked out, and how it ended up leading to our Hatzalah, and Vanahafachu, and the whole thing, Haman's Hong, and I mean, you finish the Megillah, you feel like tingly, you know, it's a moving type of a story, it's written in that way, it's a meaningful story, and it can move a person. And Chazal said, it's appropriate, it's normal for a person who hears it, who's written in that way, for a person to be moved to Shevach. But it seems like by Chanukah they weren't masaking that. I don't know, maybe they could have been, but that's not a normal thing, a person who sees the candles. And then the person has to learn through the whole thing and think about the miracle. It's not, like this is Kisvei Kodesh, it's Limud, it involves, it brings out all the facets to the story. You see, it did have a unique effect. And the story itself had an effect on the people that led them towards
it. It is the nation itself. The candles are just candles. I mean, you have to get yourself to think about the story.
Exactly.
It's undeniable.
Exactly.
You can't get around it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Right, exactly. Right. Okay, so we have to discuss the minhag now. So what was the minhag? There's certain places where there are no egg to make a bracha. Right? The places we said there's not pshat in other places there are no egg not to make a bracha. Right? There's no minhag to not make a bracha. But they just didn't have that minhag. Right? That's what I think is saying. Pshat, it doesn't mean Makshnogel Lavarech and there's a place where there's no egg not to make a bracha. There's no minhag not to make a bracha. It's just no minhag to make it. But certain places decided to accept them upon themselves a minhag to make the bracha. And like us, like we, right, nowadays, I think everyone makes bracha. That's the minhag nowadays. We make a bracha. No one knows, right? No one doesn't make it. So now you have to do it. But the question is, why should it be that way? On the surface, it kind of is against the idea. If Andrei Zagdola set it up that it's totally, that it should be, you should be moved. If you're moved, then you say it. That's the way they set it up. So now, why would certain places say, nah, we're doing it. Everyone's doing it. I mean, who are you? That's not what they set up. What's the sense of that minhag? But let me tell you, This is my brother thought of this idea. Is that I think it's a good explanation. It's a little bit of a guess, but and this is along the path that Shlomo was saying now. Is that actually someone else to what Yonah said that maybe there was a time where people, and as if you said other people are moved, that's great. You don't want to set up that if you're moved, people are moved, do it. People are not moved, don't do it. And that's a great kiyum, that you reflect the idea of the nace, the miracle, the Megillah is meant to function, to move people, and inspire, moves them to Shavach, and that's good. But let's say there's a town where people are not doing it. In masses, the masses of people aren't moved. There's such a thing as the times where the people are not at high level, and you have many, many people who just simply aren't doing it. Right? Because, you know, everyone's saying, oh, I'm not moved, no, I'm not moved, no one's moved. Right? In general, people aren't moved that easily, or they certainly can imagine being a time where people aren't moved, right? So then, to have nobody saying it, that wouldn't be expressing any idea. If anything, it would be a bizayon. But if it's in a town where some people are, some people aren't, so then you express the concept of Megillah is to move you. So everyone sees that idea, some people are moved, some people aren't, and that's normal. But if no one's being moved, or virtually nobody's being moved, so then basically it just becomes, you have a Megillah, it's a nace, there's this bracha out there, and no one's really making use of it, no one's being moved, no one's saying the Shavach, and it just kind of ends up not functioning to show any idea. No idea is really being accomplished, because I always set it up for it to have an idea in this thing, and for the bracha to reflect an idea. So it could be that those towns said is we're not really gaining the benefit by having a tali and each person being moved, no one's being moved. So therefore they said better to gain the idea by saying everyone should say the bracha, at least you point to the idea that there is a nace which should move a person, even though we're not all ideally at that level. But in this town, we all say that I say the Shavach, and the Shavach expresses an idea about how the Nes is on, a Shavach on the Nes. There's a little set up that the bracha is optional. So the bracha is optional. So yeah, anyone has a right to do it. It's never bracha vatala. The question is not does vatala. The question is why would they make it mandatory if the Chanching they'll set it up as an option?
But they say it as an option. But it's not like an option. Anyone can do it or not. You're saying it only people who.
I'm not saying halachically. It's not a halacha if you're moved. There's no halachic formula if you're moved. The halacha was you say it's a rishas. But that's the idea of the thing. The idea is if you're moved, you'll say it. If you're not moved, if it's a rishas, that's what it's going to be based on. Person who's moved,
you say. That's if you
no, it's not. It's not like if you're moved, then you're chayiv to. It's a rishas. Halachically, it's a rishas. But what does it mean halachically? It's a rishas. It means it's all optional. So who's going to opt to do it? A person who's moved to give shavach. That's what the activity is. It's an activity of shavach. So if you're moved to do it, you'll do it. They set up a vehicle for a person who's moved. If a person who's not moved wants to say it, he could say it. It's set up as a rishas. They once the bracha is niskan, you could do it. I'm not saying the halachic formula was if you're moved. So the other point is it's a rishas. But now that it's a rishas, someone who's moved is going to say it, someone who's not moved is not going to say it. Now, but a town could say that we should all make use of the rishas. We should all do it because that idea, the idea of the nace, will be best expressed through that method. So in a town where there's some people who are doing it, some people not, the best idea will be expressed through leaving it to be whoever's at the level will do it, whoever's not. But in a town where nobody's doing it, so then it's not reason. No idea is being accomplished. So it'd be better off to express the idea by having some people doing it, having everybody doing it. So now it's not optional, but you're not getting anything by the optional one. So that town accepts as a minhag. Now once that minhag exists, now everyone has to do it. The problem is if nobody's doing it, there's two problems. I mean, one problem is you're not accomplishing anything.
Because
the bracha was set up because of a concept. And as the bracha was set up because there's an appropriate idea about the nace, which is that the nace should move somebody. So it helps the function of the Megillah by setting up this bracha. The bracha is set up as an expression of an appropriate idea that the nace should move a person. So that idea, that's like part of the piersim, is that the people are being moved by the thing. It helps, it brings out the experience of Mikra Megillah.
Sounds like the scenario's not there. I mean, they set it up for people who are...
Well, that's why they set it up, but the idea is they're setting it up as an opportunity of Shavach, and that's who's going to make use of it. But now no one's making use of it. And not only that, I'd say, I think also it's going to be a bizayon now. Because here they set up a bracha that's optional for people to be moved. And the idea is that some people in Klai are moved, some people are not going to be moved. That's the idea. Now to say that as a whole, where a nation is not moved by it, that's like it almost undermines the nace and the significance of the nace. Instead of the bracha, they thought of the best function by having it optional. Because that reflects the idea that the nace should move a person. So the best way to reflect the idea that the nace should move a person is by setting up the halacha that it's a rishas, and whoever's moved is going to say it. But if nobody's being moved and nobody's saying it, it doesn't reflect the idea that the nace should move a person. But that by everyone saying it, it does reflect it, and not in the best way, but it reflects that there is a response.
Well,
Everyone's doing it. It reflects that there's a response to the Megillah. There's a response to the Megillah. A Shavach which responds to Megillah. The best would be if it was the response limited to people who are moved, then it would show in the direct way that it's a response based upon the level of the person and the experience of hearing the Megillah. But if you can't do that because no one's really doing that, so then you could reflect the response by saying it across the board. So then you have it. It's not as clear that that's what it is, but at least it's a response to the Megillah. So you hear the Megillah, and everyone knows as a tzibur, everyone just says his bracha, so that's the response to the Megillah. That's the way it's done. This is I'll tell you what I want to do for tomorrow. Is I'd like to do is there's a question about whether you have kind of has a problem of hefsek if you're mafsek between the Megillah and the thing or in the middle of the Megillah. Does that somehow break up the tziruf of this bracha to the whole Megillah? So there's the Torah brings down Tafresh Sadi Beis. Torah brings down what?
Oh, that like negate your mitzvah? Your question?
Yeah, or does it or break the tziruf? Make the bracha? You can't make the bracha chona anymore or something like that. So the Torah brings down, I forget the name of who, Rav Aaron Gaon, something like Rav Hag, that you shouldn't be, that since it's only a Rishas, so therefore there's no problem. Since it's only a Minog, there's no problem of Hefsek. And the Torah says, what's the difference? Who cares about Rishas? What does Minog have anything to do with it? Bottom line, still there's a problem of Hefsek. So I want to take up that Machlokas. You can look at there's a Bach, but basically the Torah brings down, like my question is there a problem of Hefsek given the fact that it's only a Minog?